This article is brought to you by the best-selling books 8 Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to open a conversation at the gym without seeming intrusive. A practical icebreaker system for starting gym conversations with confidence. In short, gym conversation icebreakers work when you read the room before you open your mouth. The gym carries an unspoken code of personal space and focused effort. Wait for a natural pause, not a moment you create by interrupting. Open with a neutral, situational observation. Never comment on someone's body or technique. Keep the first exchange short. Your job is to open a door, not walk through it uninvited. Definition: gym conversation icebreakers are short, low-stakes opening remarks used to start a natural exchange in a fitness environment. They rely on shared context, careful timing, and neutral observation to create connection without intruding on someone's focus or personal space. A man I knew spent 6 months going to the same gym before he finally tried to strike up a conversation with a regular he had seen every Tuesday for half a year. He picked his moment badly, walked over mid-set, and said, "You should try a wider grip on that." The other man stared at him, put his headphones back in, and never made eye contact again. That one clumsy opener cost him any chance of a friendship that had been 6 months in the making. Gym conversation icebreakers are genuinely difficult to land. The gym is one of the few social spaces where people are actively performing, often in physical discomfort, and have a reasonable expectation of privacy even in a public room. You're navigating someone's focus, their personal space, and an unspoken code that says, "Unless I signal otherwise, leave me to my work." Get the timing wrong or choose the wrong words, and you do not just fail to connect. You become the person others avoid. This guide gives you a clear process for reading those signals correctly, choosing the right moment, and opening a conversation that feels natural on both sides. Why opening a gym conversation is genuinely harder than it looks. Most social settings have built-in reasons to talk. A waiting room, a coffee queue, a party, these spaces signal that some degree of interaction is expected. The gym does not. People arrive with a plan, put their heads down, and work. The social contract is closer to a library than a bar. That creates a specific problem. You are not interrupting nothing. You are interrupting something. The person you want to speak to may be tracking their rest intervals, managing discomfort, or using this hour as their only mental break from a difficult week. You cannot see any of that from across the room. There is also a physical dimension that does not exist in other settings. Comments about what someone is doing with their body, how much they are lifting, or how their form looks carry weight that a similar comment in an office would not. People are vulnerable in ways that are not always visible. The wrong opener does not just feel awkward, it can feel like a violation. This is why gym conversation icebreakers require more precision than a casual remark at a networking event. The process below gives you that precision. What do you need before you say a single word? Before any opener, you need to do two things: observe and establish a baseline. Observe first. Spend at least one or two sessions simply noticing who is in the room regularly. A person you have never seen before is a different conversation to someone you have seen every Thursday for a month. Familiarity, even silent familiarity, creates a small amount of social permission that a total stranger does not have. Read the signals. You are looking for one or more of these: no headphones, or only one earbud in, eye contact that lingers a beat longer than necessary, a small nod or acknowledgement when you pass, a natural pause between exercises where they are looking around rather than down at your phone. These are the green lights. Headphones in both ears, eyes on the floor, immediate return to phone after a set. These are not green lights. Respect them. The gym teaches you quickly that good timing is the difference between a welcome exchange and an unwelcome one. If you want to build your general ability to read interpersonal signals in professional settings, the principles in emotional intelligence and tone in leadership communication apply directly here. The step-by-step process for opening a gym conversation. Number 1. Establish silent presence first. Before you say anything, become a known face. Nod when you pass. Acknowledge someone finishing a set with a brief look and a small upward nod. This is not communication, it is presence. It tells the other person that you are aware of them and that you are not a threat. 2 or 3 sessions of this changes the entire social dynamic. Number 2. Wait for an organic pause. Do not create a pause by walking over to someone who is working. Let one happen naturally. They finish a set and step back. They take a long drink of water and look around. They are waiting for equipment and scanning the room. That is your window. It is usually no more than 30 seconds. When it comes, move with intention, but without urgency. Number 3. Open with a situational observation, not a personal one. The safest and most effective gym icebreakers are about the shared environment, not about the other person. Is the squat rack usually this busy on a Monday? Works because it observes something you both experience and invites an easy response. Your form on that last set was great does not work for a first conversation. It comments on their body and performance, which requires a level of trust you have not built yet. A short, practical script. Hey, do you know if this equipment is usually free around this time? I have been trying to work out the best slots. This is genuinely easy to answer, requires no personal disclosure, and creates a natural thread if they want to continue. Number 4. Give them a clear exit. After your opening line, leave a pause. Do not follow one sentence with another before they have responded. If they answer briefly and look back toward what they were doing, let them go. Say something like good to know, cheers, and walk back to your own work. A forced continuation is where icebreakers turn intrusive. The exit is part of the skill, not an afterthought. Number 5. Let repetition do the work. Your first exchange does not need to go anywhere. It just needs to happen. The second time is easier. The third time, they might extend it. Genuine connection at the gym builds through repeated brief contact across multiple sessions, not through one long conversation you push on day one. Think of it the way think of strength training. The first session plants a seed, but the gains come over time. Number 6. Match their energy and pace. If someone responds with warmth and talks freely, you can stay a little longer. If they answer briefly, mirror that brevity and move on. This is not rejection, it is information. You are calibrating, not failing. The person who gives a short answer today may be the one who initiates conversation next week because you handled that short answer well. Number 7. Follow through with consistency. Once you have exchanged a few words across a couple of sessions, a small follow-through cements the connection. Did that slot work out for you? Or I took your advice and came in earlier. Much quieter shows that you paid attention. It is a tiny act, but it signals that you were genuinely interested, not just filling silence. If you apply these same principles of follow-through and consistency in group settings, you will find they work equally well for effective icebreakers for team meetings where the same rules of timing and readiness apply. When the setting changes the approach. Not all gyms are the same environment. A small, independent gym with 20 regulars operates on completely different social norms than a large commercial fitness center with hundreds of members rotating through daily. In a smaller gym, people expect to know each other eventually. A nod and a brief word are part of the culture. In a larger gym, anonymity is the default, and you will need to work with that rather than against it. In a large gym, limit your initial icebreakers to practical, functional questions, sharing equipment, asking about the schedule, or checking on a class. These have a built-in reason to happen and do not require any social permission beyond basic courtesy. Over time, as you become a familiar face in that space, the social temperature rises and more personal exchanges become natural. Group fitness classes are their own category. Before and after a class, people are genuinely more open to conversation than on the main floor. The shared experience of a difficult session creates common ground that makes a gym conversation icebreaker feel much more natural. That instructor does not go easy, does she? After a hard class is an opener that almost anyone will meet with warmth. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong and how to fix it. A mistake. Opening with a technique comment, such as you should try it this way or have you considered adding more weight. Why it happens. People think they're being helpful, and they may genuinely know their subject well. What to do instead? Keep all first openers completely free of advice. You have not earned the right to coach someone you have not yet spoken to. A neutral observation builds far more goodwill than unsolicited instruction. The mistake. Talking too long once the door is open. Why it happens. Relief at being well received turns into overtalking. what to do instead. Set yourself a mental ceiling of 2 to 3 exchanges per conversation in the early weeks. End the conversation while it is still going well. The person will remember it as a good interaction, not a draining one. The mistake: treating a short answer as a failure and pushing harder. Why it happens: nervousness makes people fill silence with more words. What to do instead: accept a brief answer, close cleanly, and walk away. You have planted something. Pushing past someone's comfortable limit destroys it. The mistake: choosing the wrong moment, specifically mid-set or mid-exercise. Why it happens: people get impatient and approach when they think of something to say, not when the other person is ready to receive it. What to do instead: practice waiting. Watch for the natural pause. If it does not come today, it will come next session. Patience here is not weakness, it is skill. Building this kind of situational awareness helps in difficult interpersonal situations too. If you ever need to start a difficult conversation that is blocking your team's progress, the same instinct to choose the right moment applies. Your pre-conversation readiness check. Use this before you approach anyone. It takes under 10 seconds. Number 1. Have I seen this person at least once before? Or do we share obvious regular attendance overlap? If no, consider waiting one more session. Number 2. Are both earbuds out, or only one? If both are in, do not approach. Number 3. Are they between sets, cooling down, or waiting for something? If they are actively working, wait. Number 4. Is my opener about something in our shared environment, not about their body or technique? If not, reframe it before you move. Number 5. Am I prepared to let them give a short answer and end the exchange there? If I'm hoping for a longer conversation right now, I need to lower my expectation before I open my mouth. Number 6. Have I practiced the opener well enough that I can say it calmly, without rushing? If I'm going to stumble over it, give it one more moment. This checklist works because it slows you down just enough to make a clear decision rather than an impulsive one. The difference between an opener that lands and one that does not is almost always preparation and timing, not personality. For maintaining any connection you build over time, whether in the gym or in professional contexts, the principles in how to maintain connection in remote work environments speak to the same truth: small, consistent gestures sustain relationships more reliably than grand ones. Frequently asked questions. What are gym conversation icebreakers? Gym conversation icebreakers are brief, low-pressure opening remarks designed to start a natural exchange with someone in a fitness setting. They rely on shared context, good timing, and neutral observations rather than personal questions or unsolicited advice. Done well, they feel spontaneous and respectful. How do you start a conversation at the gym without bothering people? Read the body language first. If someone has headphones in, is mid-set, or is avoiding eye contact, they are not open to conversation. Wait for natural pauses, wait brief eye contact, and open with a neutral observation about the environment rather than a personal comment about their body or performance. What is a good icebreaker to use at the gym? A good gym icebreaker is short, situational, and easy to answer with a yes or no. Something like, are you finished with that rack? Or that class was brutal, was it your first time? Invites a response without pressure. It opens a door without pushing the person through it. Why do gym conversation icebreakers feel awkward? They feel awkward because the gym carries an unspoken code of focused privacy. Most people are in a performance mindset and feel protective of their space. The awkwardness eases when you respect signals, keep your opener brief, and show through your body language that you're comfortable with a short answer. When is the wrong time to open a conversation at the gym? The wrong time is any moment when someone is mid-exercise, wearing both headphones, avoiding eye contact, or visibly in a high-focus state. Also, avoid opening a conversation immediately after someone finishes a heavy set, when their recovery is more important than small talk. Timing matters more than the words you choose. How long should a gym icebreaker conversation last? Keep your first exchange under 2 minutes. A good gym icebreaker does one job: it opens the door. Nod, exchange a few words, and let it end naturally. Repeat that 2 or 3 times across different sessions before attempting a longer conversation. Trust builds through repeated brief contact, not one long exchange. Here is the truth of it. Gym conversation icebreakers are not about being charming or confident in some innate way. They are about being patient enough to wait for the right moment, precise enough to choose the right words, and secure enough to let a short answer be enough. The man who blurted unsolicited technique advice to his Tuesday regular failed not because he lacked social skills, but because he skipped the preparation. He rushed, and he paid for it. You now have the process, the pre-conversation checklist, and the awareness of what goes wrong. The only thing left is to practice gym conversation icebreakers in the way you practice anything worth doing, one careful repetition at a time, until it becomes second nature. Start with the nod. Everything else builds from there. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.